Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible as I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word. I see myself as God sees me. I am who He said I am. I have what He said I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive, my mind is alert, and I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God, you may be seated.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Curry. Thank you for joining us again today. You know, we're going to continue where we left off. We're talking about covenant. We have a covenant with God, and the old covenant is not as good as the new covenant, or the Old Testament is not as good as the New Testament. God made that promise. He told us in Hebrews 8, He said that the old covenant is not as powerful. He said the new covenant is founded on better promises, and God took His care of His children so amazingly well in the old covenant, how much more in the new covenant? And so we're talking about healing and protection and everything else. God is an amazing God. He wants to take care of each and every one of His covenant children. God is a covenant-making God, and He will never go back on His word. He will never go back or break that covenant for any reason whatsoever. God loves you. He cares about you. He wants to bless you. He wants to encourage you. He has a covenant with you. You are born again into the kingdom of His beloved Son. God is your Father, and you are a joint heir together with Christ Jesus. And God's going to take care of you, but you have to believe it, and you have to act on what you believe. So let's pick up where we left off yesterday, and we continue in the name of Jesus.
God made provision for healing in the Old Testament, and God made provision for healing in the New Testament. God made provision for your needs to be met in the Old Covenant, and God made provision for your needs to be met in the New Covenant. Only the New Covenant is better. The promises are better. All I've got to do to get the promises of God in the New Covenant is believe. That's it. Believe. In the Old Covenant, they had to do works and live according to the law. Come on. They had to live according to the law, and they had to do it exactly that way. They had to sacrifice an animal every year for the sins of Israel. But with Jesus, the high priest, once for all, it's done. All we got to do to receive is believe. Believe, believe, believe. I'm a covenant child of God. Say that. I'm a covenant child of God. Now say this, God will never break His promises. That's powerful stuff, I'm telling you right now. Psalm 35, go there. Psalm 35, verse 27, I'm reading from the Passion Translation. He says, yeah, let them shout for joy and be glad who favor my righteous cause. And let them say continually, let the Lord be magnified, who has pleasure in the prosperity of His servant. You see, at that point, we were servants. Right? He says, let them shout for joy and be glad. Wow, I love that. Who favor my righteous cause. In other words, who love me. And let them say continually, let the Lord be magnified. Say that. Let the Lord be magnified. Let's say it again. Let the Lord be magnified. Now take away the let and just say the rest. Lord be magnified. One more time. Lord be magnified. Wow. Isn't that cool? I magnify you, Lord. Woo! That's amazing. Who has pleasure in the prosperity of His servant. They weren't children in the form of Jesus having died for them yet. So watch here. Galatians 4:7 out of the Amplified. Galatians 4:7. Therefore, you are no longer a slave or a bond servant. You're no longer a servant who favor. Now watch here. You're no longer a servant but a son. Talking to men and women, right? no longer a servant, but a son. And if a son, then also an heir through the gracious act of God through Christ. He takes pleasure in the prosperity of his servants, but God said, but you're not even a servant anymore. You're a son. And you, God and you yourself would treat a son better than you would treat a servant. Tell me all you like. Any of you got a swimming pool? Do you ever have a man come and clean it? Right? You know what I'm talking about? Or you have someone come mow your lawn? Right? That's like a servant. You pay them, they do the job, you thank them, they go away. Amen. That is, it's not a servant, but you, I want to try to get a point across. So you're thankful and you're grateful to them. Amen. There's a difference with a son. The son owns the property he's mowing. The servant doesn't. Your son is an heir and a joint heir together with you. A servant isn't. Come on. God said, therefore you're no longer a servant but a son. And if a son, then an heir of God through Christ Jesus. We were reading Romans 8 just now, and we read Romans 13 and 14. But when you get to verse 16, it says, and therefore you're joint heir together with Christ, be that if we suffer with him, we'll also glory with him. Come on. I'm telling you, this covenant that God cut, woo! The Passion Translation says, Galatians 4, 7, this way, says, now we're no longer living like slaves under the law, but we enjoy being God's very own sons and daughters. Don't you love that? We are no longer living like slaves under the law, but we enjoy being God's very own sons and daughters. And because we are His, we can access everything our Father has. For we are heirs of God through Jesus the Messiah. We can access everything. Ephesians 1:6, God has made us accepted through the Beloved. That refers to what we just read there. We are heirs of God through Jesus the Messiah, and we can access everything the Father has. That's because we have been made accepted through the Father, through the Son. Amen. Ephesians 1:6 says, God has made us accepted through the Beloved, His beloved Son. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, His beloved Son. So we've been made accepted to God through Jesus Christ, the Messiah. And because of that, we can access everything our Father has. We can access everything our Father has. So now let me pose a question to you. Where does healing come from? God the Father. Where does prosperity come from? Where does protection come from? Where does peace come from? Where does joy come from? All good gifts and all perfect gifts come down from above and come down from the Father of light, with whom there is no variableness or shadow of turning. That's James 1:17. All good gifts and all perfect gifts comes down from above and comes down from the Father. And God said to us over there that we have access to everything that He has because we are heirs of God through Jesus Christ. So if God has healing, He actually is healing. So if He is healing, I have access to healing. If He is prosperity, I have access to prosperity. If He is peace, I have access to peace. If He is love, I have access to love. If He is freedom, I have access to freedom. I've got to get an understanding of my covenant right that God established. God Himself established it, not me. He did it. He loved us that He knew we would need to have a covenant. And He adopted us as His own children, grafted us in, and the signs and wonders are everywhere for all to see. Wow, we. I mean, really? I mean, go figure. And we a lot of people can rather worship a famous musician and adore and idolize a sports player. And all of these people that want all the accolades themselves, there's only one who deserves it. Sure, these people, they've got gifts given to them by God, and we love and admire their accomplishments. We admire their accomplishments. I mean, I see sports players that I'm like in awe of. Tiger Woods, I'm in awe of the way that man played golf. And Jack Nicklaus, I'm in awe of these guys. Brilliant, but I don't idolize them. I don't worship them. I worship the one who created them, the one who gave them that talent. I worship him and him only. Remember the three boys, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? You'll fall down and worship me. I worship him and him alone. One man in the baseball league at the moment, he said, I'm not kneeling down for nothing but God. You're going to have to take a stand somewhere in your life. Come on. Hallelujah, what's it to you? I mean, really, God is just God. Wow, 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 wow. Say this. Say, I love and serve the Lord my God. As a new covenant believer, Jesus has taken sickness away from the midst of me. That means my family included. If he tarries his coming, the number of my days I will fulfill. The Lord shall increase me more and more, me and my children. I walk in perfect peace and divine health. My God takes care of all of my needs. I bless his holy name. I pray for the unsaved, the unloved, the hurting, and the fearful, that they would turn to Jesus, the Messiah, and become covenant children of our loving Father. And I pray this in Jesus' mighty name. Come on. There's no other name above the name of Jesus. And so when you pray, don't be praying like I've heard people praying. You've heard it as well. For Jesus' sake. At the end of the prayer, they pray a prayer like I just prayed. And they say, for Jesus' sake. It's not for his sake. It's for your sake. It's in his name. God, Jesus said, you've asked nothing in my name. Ask you now that you may receive and that your joy may be full. In my name, Jesus said, in my name, not Mary, not Joseph, not Jude, in Jesus' name. Ooh. It's the truth. Come on. I don't ask for protection from anyone but Jesus. Being covenant children, we have a right to utilize and use the Word of God. We have an absolute right to use the Word of God effectively. You see, when those sons of Sceva tried to cast out that demon, the demon said, listen, they said, we adjure you and command you to come out in Jesus' name or in the name that Paul preaches. Remember that? And the demon looked and said to them, listen, I know Paul and I know Jesus, but who are you? They didn't have the authority because they didn't have the relationship to speak that word.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerald Currie of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie. We trust that our daily broadcast is a blessing in your life. We strive to bring you a word that will strengthen your faith and improve your relationship with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. If you would like to sow a tax-deductible gift into this ministry, please go to traditionworshipcenter.com and click on the donate or give button and follow the prompts. Thank you for your continued support and God bless you. Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
WCNO's broadcast day is underwritten by Solus Roofing Contractors, Incorporated. Solus Roofing Contractors is a specialist in the repair, installation, or replacement of metal roofing, asphalt shingles, flat foam, or single-ply roofing. Solus Roofing Contractors, Incorporated. Licensed and insured, serving the Treasure Coast.